Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Food deserts are defined as places where fruit, vegetables, low-fat protein sources, and whole grains are not generally or consistently available. Our next guest's farm has taken steps to help in one of our states, and in fact region's, most dire locales in that situation, zip code 29203 in Columbia. Dr. Nesh Hikmet is an information technology professor at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, as well as co-owner of Tom's Creek Family Farms in Hopkins, the Farmers Market Exchange in Columbia, where he's known as the Bread Man, and Tom's Creek Family Farms Mobile Market. Nesh, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us how a college professor gets involved in the food business.
Well, as a research faculty at the University of South Carolina in the College of Engineering and Computing, I collaborate with different colleges like Arnold School of Public Health, College of Education, Medical School, and we do a lot of community-related research. And this tells me that there's a lot of issues with food diversity and food availability in certain communities. And when we had the farm, this became a project that we should be involved. Therefore, we did put our bid to City of Columbia, and here we are working with the mobile farmers market now.
Well, now tell us about the farm then. This has been a family farm for a while?
It's been over 5-7 years now. It's in the border of Hopkins and Eastover. It's nostalgic in a way because I come from Cyprus and I grew up in a family that had orange groves and my other grandfather had a grocery store. So it's a part of our life in a way. So when I settled in South Carolina, that was the time to establish ourselves and have a little farm as a family farm, part of the dream fulfilling, basically.
And so you decided to not only put out the bid into the City of Columbia for the mobile food market to help with the issue of the food deserts that we have, but also you've brought a farmer's market to downtown Columbia. Tell us about that operation and how did you make that decision?
You know, one thing leads to another. As a farm, we always attended to farmers markets, Sumter and Forest Acres, and every Saturday at Soda City. And lo and behold, during COVID, was a stress among people for quality food access and especially healthy, reliable food access. And supply chain became an issue and so forth. And I said, well, wait a minute, we already have the farm, we already have trucks, we already have manpower in a way as a family. Why don't we get a place in downtown and establish a farm-to-market stores? Hence, be the only producer, only the tracker, and only the retailer. By that way, there's no issue. And we can control the quality as well as availability. That led us to go to the farm market, hence the Farmers Market Exchange on Lady Street.
And so it's not just a farmers market exchange, though. It's also a bakery and a restaurant, I guess.
Semi-restaurant in a way, but it's a cafe, let's say. We do a coffee shop, we do have a bakery, we do have a deli, and we do have produce stands as well as the grocery items.
Are you looking to expand the mobile food market into other areas around the Midlands?
Current contract is within the city limits, especially the zip codes that you mentioned. But we've been asked by the city to serve additional locations within the city. We want to see it as a model. Working with my college students, one of them picked it up as their dissertation topic, how the mobile farmers market, its food deserts impact wellness of community and economic development in that community. So it's an interesting win-win situation. And based on that study, which will take about a year and a half, we'll see how it impacts. And then based on that, develop a model for other communities. And of course, we're always open if other counties or cities ask our help as far as what we have learned. We're more than happy to collaborate.
Well, Nesh, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with us.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity, and thank you for the good show you always have. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Dr. Nesh Hikmet is an information technology professor at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, as well as co-owner of Tom's Creek Family Farms in Hopkins, the Farmers Market Exchange in Columbia, and the Tom's Creek Family Farms Mobile Market. We'll have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.